free ball from CG43. They're in front.
This is flat out ridiculous.
From a beautiful left hand, in and out finish, the old fashioned way.
Newell gets to the basket with one to come. From there again. You have got to be kidding me. Tyson Stiff wraps it up.
This is Andrew Canyon coming to you with a special after game podcast. Just me tonight. Joe's not here, so this is just going to be me monologuing about the experience I had at the first night of the NBL Blitz here in Darwin. I'm here for the week, really enjoying the opportunity to see all the games. The NBL has been kind enough to extend a media pass to myself, so I'm able to get in and watch all these games in person and experience the stadium and see what basketball's like here in Darwin. And I got to say, the NBL Blitz is off to a good start. The crowd were really into tonight's game. It was almost a full venue. And I got to say, this venue is really nice. It's it's a Darwin venue, which if you've ever been to Darwin, it means it's kind of basic. It's not your Perth Arena situation. It feels like an NBL 1 venue, basically, which it really is because the Salty is playing up here. But that is not to take away from it. It actually adds to the vibe. It's really good. Every seat is a good seat. It doesn't matter where you're sitting. There's no nosebleeds here. Every seat is excellent and has a good view of the game. And the crowd were really into it. They were pumped, they were excited, they were cheering, there was definitely a favoritism towards the Adelaide 36ers. But there was a few cheering for the Phoenix as well. But yeah, if they're looking at this as a test bed for future expansion into Darwin, judging by one night, the first opening night of the Blitz, I would say it's looking fairly positive. And I think if this carries on, I think the NBL might have something on their hands here. And apparently tomorrow night's doubleheader is already sold out. Tickets are available for some other games through the week. But yeah, to almost sell out tonight, to have a sellout tomorrow, this is going in a good direction for the NBL. So looking at tonight's game, we had the Adelaide 36ers up against Southeast Melbourne Phoenix. Really fun to see the Adelaide 36ers starting to play that old, familiar 36ers style that we were used to. That is, they're up and down the court, they're running, they're looking to fast break, they're looking to get the early points on the board. They're athletic, they're exciting. This is a team you want to go watch. What's more, as well as being that classic sort of Phil Smyth era 36ers in the way they move the ball and shoot it, they've got added starch at the defensive end. I mean, that backcourt where you've got McCarron, you've got Detch, you've got Cleveland, all trying to rip the ball away from you. That is a tough backcourt to get past. And Phoenix certainly had their hands full, particularly in the first half of the game where perhaps there's a bit of rust still to get off, but there were certainly a number of forced turnovers that Adelaide's defense created. Similarly, Phoenix also applied some defensive pressure and stole the ball from Adelaide. And I think a lot of this stuff that we're seeing was just first preseason game of this tournament. Not many games under the belt for either team, and still trying to find their way about themselves. And as the competitiveness of the game lifted into the second half, a lot of those easy turnovers sort of went away a little bit. But yeah, I just thought what I'd do now is just share a few takeaways I had from the game, a few things I noticed just watching this game from within the stadium itself. Early on in the game, and they didn't actually play a lot of music, and I was enjoying that because you could hear the calls on the court, you could hear the players shouting and talking, and you could hear the squeak of the shoes. Just when I was really thinking this was fantastic, the NBL realized they weren't playing music on every play, and there it went. The music started up. Well, I enjoyed it while it lasted. But what I noticed while it was without music is that Alan Williams of Phoenix is loud on defense. He has really good talk. He's communicating well. He's controlling the defensive structures of the Phoenix, and I think they'll really benefit from that. If you think about Jochi last year, pretty quiet guy, English as a second language. He wasn't communicating much at the defensive end. So now if you have Williams talking, we know Mitch Creek talks a lot. I think that's going to really help control the defensive end particularly. And I think Williams, you know, he missed a lot of gimmies tonight. It was like one point where he missed three layups in a row, basically. And he was frustrated, and it was obviously not what we'd normally expect to see from him. But I think he does show real potential value for this team. I think he's got a lot to offer. While he has a lot to offer, I'm not yet sold on Gary Brown. He had one particularly good highlight. With about 2 minutes to go in the second quarter, he had that baseline hezzy to a step-back jump shot that was nothing but net. That was the move of the night. But that was pretty much all he gave us. He had another good shot towards the end, I think, a three-pointer as they were trying to maintain, you know, pull back the lead. But overall, I'm not sold yet on Gary Brown. I hope that once Phoenix get their full complement of players back, that his performance may lift and he may be able to complement those guys more. But I think if they have to rely on him for a lot of production each night, it could be a worry. On balance tonight, I think Adnan played better than Gary Brown. And, you know, we've seen what happens when Adnan's the lead guy. He does well, but he doesn't lead them to finals. So, early days yet, but yeah, some work to be done there. What I did like about the Phoenix, though, is even though they got down by 20, they kept on pushing. And it was actually their young guys that sort of came in and stepped it up and didn't give up the fight. It was good to see them continue to fight on. It would have been pretty disappointing for the Darwin crowd for it to have been a blowout on that first night. So the fact that they didn't give up, and maybe it's helped by the way the Blitz is structured with its points per quarter. Whatever the reason, it was really good. And a particular shout out to Foxwell for the Phoenix. He and Randall went at it a little bit. Randall wasn't expecting a little young guy to really get up in his grill the way Foxwell did. And they came to, I'm not going to say they came to blows, but they certainly had a few words with one another at one point. And look, I think Foxwell almost got the better of that battle. He stole the ball a number of times, made a nuisance of himself, and was a real disruptor. I thought he was very good. Speaking of disruptors, Tarangi is a disruption to this team at this point. I thought Junior Madu was a better player than Ruben Tarangi. And I'm not sure that Tarangi will hang in the rotation if he keeps playing like this. I'm just not seeing what value he's truly adding to this team. Having said that, Antasevich, he looks promising. I think he started the game from memory. I haven't got my notes in front of me for that bit, but he was good. Hit the open shots, worked hard, did what was expected, and you know, put in some good effort. I think he could be a diamond in the rough, perhaps. Look, it's hard to get a beat on Phoenix at this point. Without Brokoff, without Creek, without Trey Kell, we don't know yet what Phoenix really are. But from what I've seen tonight, they need to improve. There's not enough there at this point. I would be worried. But early days, so I'm not worried. It's a preseason game. After the game, I had a chance to just quickly touch base with a few of the Adelaide 36ers people. I spoke with CJ Bruton, the new coach, or second year coach, I should say. Talked to him about how great it was to have Adelaide playing that up-tempo style, and he reflected on the fact that it was good to get that connection between what had gone before and build with a new group and have them sort of respect what the Adelaide 36ers are all about. And he seemed pretty enthusiastic about having a good team and a good squad of players that really fits what he's trying to achieve. I really think he's in a good place this year with the squad he's assembled. I also had a chat to his dad, Cal Bruton, of the Loggins Bruton Cup, which all these teams are playing for in the NBL Blitz. Cal Bruton's amazing. He does not age. He still looks like he could step out on court and go. It's pretty incredible. But the one thing about is he's still got 1,001 things on the go. He's got projects left, right, and center he was telling me about. The thing that gets me about Cal Brewton, he's just so generous with his time. You know, he came over, he said hello, he shook my hand, said good day. I reflected on, you know, I used to watch him when I was a little kid play, you know, and now I'm talking to him, and he's just a tremendous bloke and a real ambassador for the sport. And I think we're really fortunate to have him associated with the NBL and for him to be part of this blitz with the Logan's Brewton Cup. I think that's fantastic. And it's good to see the NBL maintaining links to some of those older players. I also said hello to a fellow Sandgroper. Sandgroper is a WA person. Sunday Detch. Detch or Deck? Now I'm confusing myself. Oh, man. Anyway, I spoke with him and just, you know, sort of said that I was from WA too, and WA represent, right? I also mentioned that I was friends with, we had mutual friend, I should say, with special friend of our show, friend of the NBL Pocket Podcast, Adam Westerhout. He knows Sunday, so I was able to name drop Adam to have Sunday recognize who I was and actually give me the time of day. So thanks, Adam, for that. Appreciate it. You're a champ. Sunday was saying he's really excited about this year too. He's excited about the team he's got and just saying he's enjoying getting to play. You know, it's good to get the games underway again. Training's no fun compared to games. So, yes, it was a good opportunity just to, you know, get out and talk to some of these guys in a really relaxed environment. Oh, and I want to say shout out to CJ Brewton as well. Top coach. Because not only was he coaching the game, after the game, he was the one helping, taking photos for the fans of them standing with his players. You know, he's grabbing the camera, taking photos. CJ Brewton, top bloke, top bloke. And I have to also mention Kai Sotto. That guy has the biggest following. He was getting the biggest cheers all night, the biggest shouts. Everybody wanted a photo with Kai Sotto. In fact, I was leaving the venue and it was basically, you know, closing up. It had cleared out. They were turning off the lights. Day was done. I was been hanging around to talk to these guys and wait for the parking lot to clear. I walk out expecting to see nobody. And there was everybody. Everybody was there with photos up, cameras up, taking photos, taking video. What were they taking video of? Kai Sotto. It was a horde of people. It was like Justin Bieber had arrived or something. It was crazy. Everybody taking, and Kai was just up the front there and everybody surrounding him. That guy's a phenom. I don't know, like, it's amazing the following he has. But look, he was handling it with a smile. He's obviously very used to it. So good on him and good on the Darwin people for getting out and supporting day one of the NBL Blitz. I'm looking forward to bringing more of this sort of stuff to you. Let me know what you want to hear. Follow me on Twitter at Andrew Canyon, C-A-N-I-O-N. You can check out, obviously listen to this podcast, and you can go, we also have a Discord forum. If you're into Discord, you can get that address from our website, which is mblpocketpodcast.com. And yeah, tomorrow, looking forward, we've got a big doubleheader. As I said, sold out in the venue. Available to watch on TV at 5 o'clock local time. That's 5:30 Eastern and 3:30 in the West. It's Tasmania Jack Jumpers versus Sydney Kings. Grand final rematch. Should be fun to see. And then at 7:30 local time, we have the Perth Wildcats versus Cairns Taipans. My home team, Perth Wildcats, up against the young, run and stun sort of dynamic Cairns Taipans. Really curious to see what they bring to the table tomorrow. So again, I'll be in the venue. Follow me on Twitter as I sort of tweet out what I'm seeing during the game. Let me know what you want to hear more of, or if there's somebody you're particularly interested to hear from, and I'll do my best. And let's look forward to an exciting week of NBL Blitz. So for now, this was me, Andrew Canyon, monologuing to you as part of the NBL Pocket Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll check in soon. Bye.